I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse down and running.
Hey, it's Big Kev. We are cruising into the finale of day four here at New York Comic Con 2013. But for some of us, it's day five. And of course, we're so happy to get the opportunity to talk with one of the more senior professors at the Joe Kubert School of Cartooning, Professor Fernando Ruiz.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
And of course, Fernando, as you may or may not know, longtime contributing artist to Archie Comics.
Yes, yes.
And also a professor, as we said, at the Joe Kubert School. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you.
Professor Ruiz and I go back a long way. We went to college together.
Yes, we did.
When we were younger men.
Yes.
Much, much younger.
It was like yesterday.
One of us. Like yesterday. And the professor is kind enough to come down and give us some time. And you put out a very interesting book. Not that your other work isn't interesting. I've always been a fan. But you put out a really unique book. Was that last year?
Yeah, 2012.
2012. Tell us a little bit about that book.
That was it was called Epics. And it was an anthology put together by myself and four other instructors at the Kubert School, two of which were also my students. And we had one theme, which was the 1950s. And we each did our own story. We each wrote it, we drew it, we inked it, colored it, and we put it out there. And the response has been very gratifying.
And that and is that now leading to like a sequel project? Because I really liked all four of the story concepts in that book.
Thank you.
Is there something going to happen with that? Are we moving forward with the project in a different way?
We're doing another issue that's close to getting to the finish line. You know, you have four creative people. We're all in different directions, but we're getting back together to do another issue, and I'm taking my character from the first issue, and I'm writing more stories that I hope to spin him off into his own thing.
Into like a separate book, solo project, if you will?
Probably something like a trade.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, like a graphic novel.
And if we can take a minute, I'm very excited about that, but of course it would be remiss of me not to discuss with you your work at Archie.
Okay.
What have you been doing? What are you going to be doing? Now, I should say the professor has done some of the more interesting titles over at Archie Comics, like Archie's Weird Mysteries?
Archie's Weird Mysteries, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was based on a cartoon. That was a lot of fun. That was like Archie was doing Scooby-Doo, but instead of it being some crooked land deal, it was a real ghost at the end.
Gotcha.
I love doing that because we got to draw monsters and vampires and robots and giant Pokemon in one issue. It was great. I also did the Man from Riverdale, where Archie was a spy.
Uh-huh.
And that I was working with Tom DeFalco, the editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics for
sure.
Many years. And he really wrote the best script I ever worked from. And That stands head and shoulders above as the best project I ever did with Archie.
So those are some of the things that you have done. What are you doing currently with them?
Currently, I'm penciling Life with Archie, the magazine where Archie is married to both Betty and Veronica.
To both of them?
Both of them. In two separate parallel continuities.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
I draw the Veronica half of the book. And
the naughty half.
And I also do the covers and the frontispieces on it. And then on occasion I do like other issues here and there for them. Like I just did Archie Becomes Thor, the Clod of Thunder, in Archie 648, which I think is on the stands right now.
Wow. You can go out and check it out at your local comic book store.
Yep.
That's great. And what do you have some stuff upcoming, either Archie or otherwise, other than the things that we've already talked about?
Well, we're moving into a new year of life with Archie. And I hear there's something really big coming up in the next year, which I can't talk about.
Archie picking up a third wife?
I don't. No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
I'm also going to be... I just got word that I got approved to do illustrate a book for Simon & Schuster on the popular Rabbids characters.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Rabbids. Oh, that's great. Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why you?
They like what I do. I can draw.
That's true. You can. A couple other things I want to ask you. Is there a future for Captain Power? Or is it Major Power?
Major Power. Oh, I'd love to revisit Major Power.
This would be the professor's, what would you call it, dissertation?
That was my undergraduate dissertation. My senior thesis.
Yes.
Was my own comic book in back in college when I was a senior. I wrote, penciled, inked that one shot that I did. And God help me, that'll never see the light of day again.
You don't want to put that out as a special Celebrate Professor Ruiz issue?
That was many years ago. That was 22 years ago.
Was it?
Yep.
Professor Ruiz, I want to thank you so much for coming and spending time with us today. Where can the folks check out your artwork or your stuff? And give us some information on the Kubert School as well.
Oh.
Kubert.
Well, for me, you could check me out at FernandoRuizEverybody.com.
FernandoRuizEverybody.com.
That's right. You could get some nice Fernando Ruiz t-shirts.
Oh, yes, I've seen the t-shirts.
Oh, they're popular among the students.
I bet they are.
And speaking of the school, next week, October 19th, the school is having an open house.
Oh, terrific.
Which is Saturday from 1 to 4, a great opportunity. If you're ever curious about the school, if you just want to meet Adam and Andy Kubert, if you want to...
Will they be sketching that day?
I don't know if they're sketching, but they're certainly there to meet people. I'm sure they might sign things if you bring them.
Uh-huh.
But it's a great time to tour the school and meet the instructors. I'll be there. I'll be doing demos, and I'll certainly be sketching and signing anything.
Anything. Yours or not.
I don't care.
Professor Ruiz will sign it all.
Just happy somebody cares.
Thank you so much, Professor. That was Fernando Ruiz, professor at the Kubert School, artist for Archie Comics and Epics, one of my favorite anthologies from last year. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
It was.
We've got chemistry.
You are such a professional.
There's years of years.
Oh.
I didn't tell the story.
Ah.
Damn.
The sequel.
That's right.
For the Christmas episode.
That's it.
The one we get Greg in on. Oh, that's right. He had to be here.
Oh, it's tough. He's working now.
On something, but we never quite sure what.
It's computers.
It's computers.
That's it.
Seems logical.
He's got clients, and he makes money.
Is he writing a book with Drew?
Is he? Really?
Am I mistaken about that entirely?
I never heard that at all. Do you hear from Scott?
I talked to him online quite a little bit. Wow. Talk about...
Ooh. Oh,
talk about a life in turmoil.
Oh, Jesus.
He just dropped two new books last week, I think, or something. He was plugging them on Facebook quite a bit.
Greg told me that. But, you know, I mean, these are like, you know, they publish as you order or something like that on Amazon.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, I don't. It's not like he's
what were you trying to tell
with Del Rey or anything like that.
Right,
it's.
Right. Were you trying to tell me something before?
I don't know.
Did Greg tell you about that whole situation?
With the wife and
Scott wrote me an email and I was just, my jaw hit the floor because I was like, she was the nicest girl.
I I only met her a couple of times, but she was this like quiet, mousy chick.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, just because there's a service transaction.
All it takes.